It's a flavoring substance.
Yeah, it is. It's a flavor enhancer.
And made out of?
What they do is they take a vegetable protein and they put a chlorine substance and they boil this stuff to who laid the rail until it's powder.
And everything from salad dressings to coffee creamers has got this stuff
in it. It is in everything. I mean,
Is it a listed ingredient?
Yeah, oh, yes.
You can see it on the side of the package.
You can see it on the side of the package, yeah.
And the case, the reason why it was recalled is because of possible salmonella at a food processing facility in Las Vegas. No reports of any injury from it yet, but it raises a big stink because there are over 1,000 products that contain this HVP
that we're talking about. Actually, as I did some more research on it, they have had some reports of severe diarrhea, stomach cramping, that type of thing.
Okay, so
which
it
is
has
where
been.
That's kind of how it got caught because some people thought they had the flu, but the problem was is every time they ate the products that had it in, they were having this reoccurring problem, and finally put, you know, two and two together and came up with four, that it was the hydrolyzed vegetable protein that was causing the problem.
And, you know, it just raises the point. We talk about it every week. You know, you want to avoid this. Just stay away from processed, so much processed foods.
Absolutely.
We had a guy on last week who runs a nutrition store out in California. 90% of the food we eat as a society overall is processed food.
Mm-hmm.
Over 90%.
It's crazy. And, the thing is, you know, we've been talking about this when I've been going out and doing some of these talks with our listeners. It's amazing to me because somehow marketers have convinced our moms, our housewives, anybody who's cooking, that this is such a tough process to cook a good meal, that we've got to really help you. And it really isn't. We've just got to step back and reevaluate this whole marketing process.
Sure.
Less boxes. I love what you say. If you look in your cart, there's
the
too much cardboard, put it back on the shelf.
Kraft or General Mills might not like that.
Well,
but
no.
it's going to, and follow the money. I mean, that's what I always say is it's a big uphill battle, but these are things that do not take legislative action. It doesn't take an act of Congress to get you to eat healthy.
Right. It's
you know?
Being
it's a
proactive,
choice you make
not
as
reactive.
An individual.
Yes.
Yeah.